This is the rest of the news, a report on the Attica prison revolt.
On Monday, September 13th, 1,500 heavily armed New York State police, backed by National Guard and two Army helicopters, stormed Attica State Prison in an attempt to crush the five-day-old prison revolt and to allegedly rescue the 38 hostages. The result was at least 28 prisoners killed, 9 hostages killed, and a total of at least 100 others injured, some seriously. The rebellion grew out of prisoners' demands for better conditions in Attica. They asked for the New York State minimum wage for a full day's work, an end to censorship of letters and incoming publications, a better parole system, political and religious freedom, decent food, health care, educational facilities, and the resignation of Attica Superintendent Mancusi, who had allowed inhuman conditions to exist. Finally, they demanded amnesty for all prisoners who had joined in the rebellion. Governor Rockefeller and State Corrections Commissioner Oswald could have met these demands, but instead they refused to negotiate, preferring to sacrifice as many lives as necessary to show that the system couldn't be bucked. As a state police captain put it, if somebody on the other side gets killed, well, that's the way it's gotta be. Don't take any crap from anybody. The following is an interview with Tom Soto of the Prisoner Solidarity Committee, who was a member of the negotiating group inside Attica Prison.
The massacre that took place today at Attica concentration camp was pre-planned and was carried out by Oswald with the encouragement of Rockefeller and Nixon. All the demands that were made by the inmates were justifiable. The authorities at no time attempted to negotiate with the inmates. There was never any direct negotiation between the prisoners and the administration. This brutal repression is simply another example of the ongoing and continuous oppression of black people, Puerto Rican people, Chicano people, and poor white people throughout the country, and is consistent with American policy around the entire world. We must remember that Rockefeller is not just another petty politician, but he's a billionaire. The inmates' complaints were over brutality, beatings, macings, gassings, and indiscriminately thrown into solitary confinement, letters censored or held up altogether, working in metal shops for 25 cents an hour and working 6-7 hours a day just like a regular worker on the outside, slave wages, cells which were 8x6. Their blankets, for example, were washed once a year. They were forced to eat pork 6 out of 7 days a week. There was no consistent diet with protein and fresh fruits and vegetables. This massacre could have been avoided had the authorities, Oswald and Rockefeller, granted the demand of total amnesty. All of the demands that the prisoners made were correct demands, justifiable by the conditions they lived under. It would be incorrect to say that it was the prisoners who initiated the situation. The authorities had half a dozen helicopters, special type gas helicopters that spray gas. There were 1,500 troops. I saw personally, just in one area alone, 40 people all equipped with submachine guns.